USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine rules for large private employers, but allowing them for the healthcare industry. As far as what that ruling means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
on the health facility cases, the justices acknowledged that there was a closer nexus there and did not as seriously push back on the larger mandate. It's really the OSHA case that is the more significant mandate for the Biden administration.
Brutal winter cold and snow are returning for the weekend for millions of Americans. The Weather Prediction Center saying a storm system from Canada will begin impacting North Dakota Thursday night before heading further south. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The black nationalist suspected in a domestic terror attack in Wisconsin is facing 71 new charges. Prosecutors updating a criminal complaint before Daryl Brooks is due in court on Friday for a hearing. It includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety and 6 counts of hit and run. He was already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. Police say he crashed his SUV through barricades and targeted white performers and attendees at a parade 4 days before Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is encouraging people to get the COVID vaccine, even if they've already gotten the virus. Edwards telling reporters on Thursday natural immunity is not enough to fight coronavirus because it wanes over time. Critics pointing out the vaccine wanes over time as well. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The pandemic remains a huge concern as the Winter Olympics are about to begin.
Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One of the largest American student loan companies, Navient Corporation, has reached a roughly $1.8 billion settlement with almost 40 U.S. states over persuading people into predatory loans and costly repayment packages. Pennsylvania AG Josh Shapiro explains the effect of the company's alleged wrongdoings.
Their practices burdened hundreds of thousands with debt and helped hold back a generation from buying their first home, starting a family, launching a startup business, expanding their farming operations, whatever the case may be.
A new study says cannabis users may be a step ahead when it comes to protection from coronavirus. Researchers from Oregon State's Global Hemp Innovation Center found cannabis compounds show an ability to prevent coronavirus from entering human cells. The prevention only reportedly comes when cannabis is ingested in edible form. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.